Today Show. Hi there, Kelly.
Hello.
On a Fist Friday, first shot to get in to win coming up next hour here on 99.70 Jackson, rolling all through the day, brought to you by Fleet Feet Fitness Watch, and then everybody who's in to win is also in to win this fitness studio fitness mirror, so that's pretty cool. Kicking off here in about an hour on 99.70 Jackson. All right, stupid question, Kelly. First of all, do you know your five senses?
My five senses?
Yes.
You have sight and hearing and smell, taste, touch.
Yes.
Is that all?
Smell, yes. Hearing, taste, touch, sight. Yes. You got it.
Yes.
So if you had the power, if you could gain the power to switch on and off one of your senses at will, which would it be?
Hearing.
Is it because of me?
Oh yeah. Sometimes. Okay. Well, you know, when kids and husbands and dogs and everything, they wrestle and they get crazy and it's loud. Like those moments, I could just be like, boop.
You're like, you know what? I'm going to live in silence for a little bit.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. In certain chaotic moments, I would like to just go, boop.
Yeah, you know what? Hearing, that may be on my list.
And don't get me wrong. I love, you know, obviously
all five senses.
I don't take for granted.
No. And that's not what this is trying to do. No, it's just a like I said, stupid question. This poll that asked people, that was second on the list.
What was the first?
Smell.
Oh yeah. Yeah. There are certain smells that are not good.
Yeah.
You'd like to not smell those.
But then with smell, that leads to taste. Like you need to smell in order to really taste things.
You do. So just turn it off when you're not eating.
They're really, yeah, I was going to say that they're really connected. Those two, smelling and tasting. But yeah, I mean, I would probably say for me, it'd be smell. I think smell would be the sense. If I could turn it off and on at will, like if I had a little button on my body, that'd be like,
sure.
Boop.
Like if you know you're going to make the smells that are not pleasant, you could just be like, all right, turn this off now.
I'd tell my wife, listen, turn off your nose. Turn it off.
That would be nice.
I wish I could tell my wife that.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Because people in my house always seem to find their way into the restroom while I'm in there. So, you know, it is what it is. I get it. I get it. But yes, the majority of people said smell, then hearing, then taste and touch. And only 1% of those polled said sight.
It's pretty important.
Well, yeah, and we also have eyelids, too. A majority of us have eyelids, so
yes.
You can do that.
You can close your eyes and turn it off for a second,
right,
if you like.
On your own, so. All right, like I said, stupid question here this morning, but you say hearing. I said smell, so.
I might switch to smell after hearing your argument. I kind of forgot about the unpleasant smells.
No, I get
way
it.
Worse than loud chaos in the house.
I get it. Kelly, I'm an influencer. I understand.
You absolutely influenced my decision just now.
I understand, you know?
Hang your hat on that.
Kelly K.
Gotta tell you about the medical miracle that is Jamie Lynn and Amy Lynn. They're 3-month-old, formerly conjoined twins. They were born joined at the abdomen, shared a liver. It's an extremely rare situation when conjoined twins are viable after birth. They're only like 5 to 8 every year in the world.
You're really thinking, why us?
More than 50 doctors, nurses, and anesthesiologists coming together to help safely separate the babies. While one baby's surgical procedure went seamlessly, the other's wound has not yet closed. But doctors say both will recover.
You have 2 babies on 2 separate beds. Oh my God.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
And they are cuties. See their video on our website at WDJX.com.
Derby, first Saturday of May. And today, starting at 10 o'clock, you can start getting tickets for all these Kentucky Derby Festival events. Now, this is something that I'm going to need a little bit more clarity on, maybe from the Derby Festival, just because, you know, we've partnered with them for years and years and years, and I'm used to the Pegasus pins being kind of your ticket in, but they're announcing the tickets for these events like the spring fashion show,
I was confused about all that too. I was
Bourbonville.
I thought Pegasus Pin. Right?
Yeah, and am I just forgetting that there are some events with the Kentucky Derby Festival that you need a separate ticket in?
Yeah, maybe.
But the Pegasus Parade was on that list, and I was like, oh, I thought you just had a Pegasus pin for the Pegasus Parade. Right, exactly. So there's a bunch of those events going on sale today at 10 o'clock. So, man, Derby Festival stuff already kicking into action. Derby less than 100 days away. We're already
just
talking
ahead and already
about it.
Call it Derby season.
We're already talking about it.
It's Derby season.
Welcome to Kentucky.
We have princesses. We have a royal court.
That's right. That's right. Does that mean we can just start partying and drinking for?
I feel like yes.
Derby. All right.
I feel like yes.
That's fantastic.
We can start the day drinking, the morning drinking. Sure.
Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Send to the bar stories.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, as broadcasters, important to make sure you always know when you're on the mic, right? And when you're not.
Yeah, this speaks to us for sure.
For sure. If you can manage to make it through the day without talking crap about seagulls on a hot mic, then you're doing okay.
What did the seagulls do?
So listen, the Colorado Avalanche hockey team play-by-play announcer Mark Moser, he was caught on mic before a broadcast just ranting about the seagulls. Apparently, a seagull flew down and snatched his sausage McMuffin out of his hand, which explains a little bit why he was mad.
Dude, that seagull. Oh, my God. Dirty b-. I don't even know. Like, the seagulls that live at the dump here in Colorado, like, where do they live? Where's their house? First, I want to know where seagulls live. They don't live in a nest. They have webbed feet. They have to live on the ground.
So that was all gone on mic before the broadcast. And I love his voice. He reminds me of Brian from Family Guy a little bit.
Oh, he does.
Yeah.
Dude, that seagull. Oh, my God. Dirty b-. I don't even know, the seagulls that live at the dump here in Colorado.
So anyway.
He's mad. He's like, what's their purpose?
I know.
Other than to steal my sandwich.
Yeah, he's like, seagulls in Colorado?
Maybe, yeah.
I could understand if it were a coastal city, but this.
Right.
Exactly. So
that's great.
Again, very important to know when you're on and when you're not on mic.
Bless his heart. It could have been worse.
It could have been way worse, for sure.
Do you want to share your moment?
Oh, of us when we're teaching a bunch of students at... Wait. Okay. Wait.
Well, that's not the one. That is one, though. Oh, that's more of make sure you're putting in clean versions of songs into the system. So
okay.
When they play for the first time in front of a classroom of kids, it's not the naughty version.
Okay. I've done that, too.
Okay. That's a different lesson.
Oh, wait.
With the hot mic, remember?
Yeah.
We were off the air. We were recording some promos, you know, like, hey, coming up tomorrow on the show. We're just kind of kicking around some ideas.
Yeah. And one of the ideas I had come up with was that, hey, let's try to get Mike Marshall, who was our traffic reporter at the time, get him to say blanking.
Right.
And then Kelly was like,
have fun with it. Like, ha, let's ha, take ha. This word and the Tuesday traffic word of the day. Like, this would be funny.
Yeah. And then Kelly like laughs and then we do our thing. And then I kind of noticed that we're off the air and I put us on the air and it still didn't click. And so I used
went to the bathroom.
I used the restroom and that where is where it clicked. You? Because I started getting text messages, Facebook messages. Is Ben okay? Ben, did you just say the F word? Blah, blah, blah. And our consultant was listening. It got to our operations manager, immediately.
We had a meeting that day at noon with our consultant. He was in town. He already had it remixed to a hot beat by the time we had our meeting.
Our VP of programming heard about it. I mean, it went up the chain fast. So again, we know and we feel this on a...
How are you not fired?
Deep level. This is very true. As many station vehicles as I've wrecked, as many times as I've sworn on the air, I mean, like, you're right. I don't know.
Oopsies.
Yeah. So again, that's setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. All right. So I asked what the largest dating gap that you've ever been a part of, age-wise, right?
Mm-hmm.
So speculation surrounds our buddy, 24-year-old Shawn Mendes. He famously was seeing Camila Cabello for a long time.
Yeah, a couple years.
Yeah. I mean, they were inseparable, it seemed. They had a hit song, Senorita, together.
Still not over the breakup.
No. But now there is speculation that he is dating, seeing, talking to more than maybe just friends or clients. His 51-year-old chiropractor, Dr. Jocelyn Miranda.
Really?
It's such a departure from his relationship with superstar Camila Cabello. She's a pop star, one's a doctor. They're just completely, one would imagine, very different people, very different energies. But hey, sometimes that's what happens in dating. I call it the pendulum swing. So you date one type and that doesn't work and you go, nope, not doing that again. And you swing all the way to the other side. And apparently this was into his chiropractor's arms.
What are they basing their information on? Have we seen them holding hands, smooching, making out? What's happening?
I mean, I don't think, I don't know. There are some Instagram photos of the doctor and Sean together. You know, she, for 51, my goodness, she looks good.
Okay.
She looks
all
good.
Right.
So, was wondering, what's the largest age gap you've ever been a part of? Now, I've never had the benefit of having an older woman take me in under her wing and show me things as I was a younger man growing up.
Okay.
Never got to experience that joy.
All right.
Unfortunate
for you, or
I don't know. I don't know if I missed out on something or not, but
I think you turned out okay.
Yeah, well,
you like your situation.
I was
gonna
say my life is fine. Kelly, okay. Kelly, you've dated right around your same age also, right?
Yes. I did date a younger guy for a couple of years, just by a couple of years.
Okay, but
it wasn't like a major gap. It was maybe 3-4 years.
So it wasn't like 10?
No.
Because I would think about 10 years, and you're starting to get into that, different generation, you know, type of person. Now, Keith messages us and says, I was 19, she was 45. We only dated a few months. All right.
Okay, yeah, well, that's probably when those issues start to enter the relationship and become factors.
Right, right.
Stacy says, my husband's 13 years older than me.
Okay.
All right, it's working out for them.
Brittany said, I started dating him when I was 18, and there was an 8-year age gap. So what would that be, 26?
Yeah.
26, 18, 26-year-old? I mean, I guess, I mean, I've got 18-year-olds. If they started seeing a 26-year-old, I'd be like, But, you know.
Pump the brakes.
But yeah, I mean, just looking that on paper, I'm like, that doesn't seem too bad, you know, but.
I think it really depends on what, you know, season of life the youngest person is in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are they, yeah, and their maturity level and that kind of thing.
Wow. Amy said, I was with a guy for 15 years who was 22 and a half years older than me.
Oh.
It was pretty great while it lasted. Wow.
Okay.
That is, okay. Is it easier when the guy is older than the lady or vice versa?
Riley said, I was 21, he was 43. We dated for 8 months. I was closer in age to his 16-year-old daughter. Ooh.
All right, well, you know.
I'm sure that could be an issue.
Mm, yeah, I especially if the daughter isn't on board with the whole dad's dating a younger girl.
Yeah,
you know,
that can get tricky.
Type of thing, but all right. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know the whole Shawn Mendes and Dr. Jocelyn thing, whether it's true or not. But yeah, that age gap is, you know, what, 26 years?
Tyler's rolling in. I was 17. She was 37 years older than me. 37 years older?
What was that, 54?
Yes. Oh, Tyler. Oh, that's under 18. Oh, so, goodness.
Is that in Kentucky? That's okay, I think.
Is it? Did your parents know?
I think 16
Tyler is
Kentucky.
Are they just finding out right now?
Are they just finding out? Was it a parent's friend?
I don't. How did this happen? I need to know logistics.
Is that Stifler's mom situation? Wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah, Melissa said, my partner and I are 24 years apart and his kid is older than me.
Oh, wow.
All right. So I think 37 is 37 years age gap is the winner. So, Tyler, congrats. Tyler,
congratulations.
You got that. Are you still together, by the way?
I don't know. Oh. I'm still waiting for a reply.
We're on pins and needles. At Ben, sad update for you. The dating age gap between Tyler, his 17-year-old self, and 37-year-old mistress older than him is actually not 54, as we thought. She was just 37, so sad update.
Sad?
She was only 20 years older than him, not 37.
Okay.
That was the sad update.
Okie dokes.
Yeah. Voice to text. It did him in. But yeah, parents found out and it didn't last long after that. So.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, I can imagine so.
Yeah,
so.
that would be, yeah. I'd probably shut that down too. Sorry, Tyler.
Yeah, Tiffany said, started dating when I was 19. He was 33. Been together for 19 years now and have a 15-year-old son. So, wow.
Well, look
all
at
right.
That.
So, yeah, just 4 more years for your son until he finds himself a nice 33-year-old. So.
Stop talking right now.
Yay! All right, feel good stories. Kelly K.
So Emily was rolling video. Emily Johnson, not our Emily, was rolling video on a beautiful moment when her husband Daniel was singing to his preemie son. Mm. And it's been seen over a million times. Remington, their little son, was born at just 22 weeks. Mm. Last October, he was given a 21% chance of survival.
He's a miracle baby in every sense of the word, a miracle baby. His lungs weren't developed. His eyes weren't yet developed.
We're taking him like right now. You've got about 10 minutes. It's going to be emergency C-section. Then ask us, do you want us to do everything we can to save him, or do you just want to let him live as long as he can on his own and then pass? For us, that wasn't even a question. It was automatically, no, we're going to do everything. God gave us this child. God will see us through this.
Aww.
At one point, he was on medications every 3 to 6 hours. Oof. Now he's not on any.
Oh, wow. Okay, great.
It's amazing. And it was just kind of, you hear this moment when Daniel's singing and he kind of gets a little choked up. Mm-hmm. Because that's when Remington kind of raises his hand up like he is like, yes, Jesus. I mean, it was just an amazing little moment.
He's like, this is my song.
Yes, exactly. It's like, sing, Daddy, it's my jam. You can see it at WDJX.com.
Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Now, we've talked about awkward things at work before, and, you know, when you've accidentally maybe butt-dialed your coworker and they catch you talking crap about him, or I remember I had a boss one time who was sending an email to his boss about possibly, like, firing an employee.
Oh, gosh.
But accidentally copied the employee on
it. Oh, no! Oh, gosh.
So, you know, I mean, there have been those types of things where, you know, you reply all when you think maybe you're just replying to the sender and you say something about the person. Yeah, I mean, it's just like we've all been in those or seen and have examples of those awkward office or work type situations where you just wish you could crawl under your desk or unsend the message that you accidentally sent to the entire company as opposed to just the person, you know.
I'm already getting a pit in my stomach for them. That makes me so nervous.
Yeah, it's like when you want to send to Louisville users, but you send to like the entire company. And it's like, whoops. Right, exactly. So this is a little bit different, but it does involve an awkward situation that Shannon has found herself in at work.
It's two coworkers that she was unaware that maybe she doesn't have as good of a relationship as she thought she did.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Let's see if we can get her some help. This is from Shannon. Hey, Ben and Kelly, can you help me with something?
Mm-hmm.
Recently hosted a Zoom call for my work team. At the end of the call, I was sent the transcript for the meeting's group chat as it contained some important notes.
Sure.
I was also accidentally sent the transcript for a private chat between my coworkers. We'll call them Lisa and Natalie.
Okay.
I thought we were on good terms. I mean, we've grabbed drinks outside of work, exchanged holiday cards last year, but during that brief chat, Lisa told Natalie it looked like I'd eaten about 10 boxes of Ho-Hos.
Oh, gosh.
She added that if she ever weighed as much as I did, she'd unalive herself. Oh. Natalie replied with laughing emojis.
Wow.
I'm not overly sensitive about my weight, but these comments gutted me.
Sure.
I'm humiliated. Wish I'd never seen them. I've subsequently had a brief enjoy your weekend message from Natalie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think either one of them realizes I saw their chat transcript.
Mm.
I'm hesitant to contact HR because A, I dread other people seeing the transcript. B, I hate conflict and disruption. And C, I don't want Lisa and Natalie to lose their jobs. But I don't know how to move forward without addressing this. Should I go to HR or handle this myself?
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that... Besides just having your feelings hurt because people you thought were your friends are kind of, you know, dissing you behind your back, is it an HR issue?
Well, I think she's got a valid concern if she doesn't want them to lose their jobs over it. But man, first of all, let's just make a blanket statement right here. Like, don't say stuff like that about your coworkers. In any sort of written form, email, private chat, text, anything like that. It's just, it's mean. No one needs to say things like that.
Yeah, if you want to talk crap about your coworkers, do it like everyone else does and in just grab them in the hallway. Yes. That stuff doesn't need to be on paper.
No, that's not what we say about people. It's just mean. It's hurtful. It's there's nothing good that comes out of it. Yeah, so that being said.
Yeah, that is... It is tough to hear those things, and especially
it's awful.
People that you respected maybe for their work.
That is not constructive criticism. It'd be one thing if you know, they were saying, wow, I wish you would really, you know, get to the point, and during these meetings, I feel like they're kind of a waste of time. It's not even like that kind of a thing. This is just hurtful, mean, rude, judgmental comments that never need to happen.
I first asked, is it an HR issue? And as I was thinking about it, it was during a work Zoom. So it's during work.
Yeah.
I think it probably would be.
Oh, Russ says, buy some Ho-Hos and put them in each of their desks. Then they would know she knows.
Well, there are several people that are attaching themselves to that. Angie on Facebook says, wow, being the smart ass I am, I'd probably just put 10 boxes of Ho-Hos on the corner of my desk for them to see. So...
Oh, yes. Yes. Put them on your desk. Oh, that's even better.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to finish these. Don't dare touch them. They're mine.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know me and my Ho-Hos.
Hey, let us know how you would approach this, or maybe how you have approached something like this at your work. 502-571-9970. Group therapy. Shannon was sent the transcript from their work Zoom meeting, but also the private chat from two coworkers who were kind of talking smack about Shannon. They were fat shaming her behind her back. She didn't know,
saying some awful things.
Yeah, she didn't really know how to move forward without addressing this. She's hurt. She doesn't want them to lose their job. What'd she do?
But yeah, you can't just let this go without addressing it, because if they're saying this kind of stuff to her, how many other people are they talking about?
Right.
And this is like a mean girl culture.
Mindy.
Okay, I work in healthcare, and I cannot tell you how tired I am of people's bad behavior.
Yeah.
They are nothing but bullies. That's what they are. Now, they need to be held accountable. I'm so tired of people not being held accountable for their behavior. It's unbelievable.
Mm.
So what? They get in trouble. Sorry, you shouldn't have done it.
All right, good point. Thank you, Mindy.
Absolutely.
Charity.
Well, let me just tell you a situation that happened with me and what I did in that situation.
Okay.
That being said, I was really good friends with two ladies. One lady and I were at a preschool party with our children, and she was texting about me to the other girl, but accidentally sent it to me.
Oh, gosh.
So then I looked up at her, and I said, yes, I got your text. And I think you ought to call them out.
You addressed it right in the moment.
Yeah, right in the moment.
Did that help?
Did she apologize?
No, she just kind of turned her head, looked away, and we kind of stayed separate and stayed adults at the preschool party, and we never talked since.
Wow, oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
All right, Charity, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, JP, so what's your thought?
Hey, I say gloves are off, man. They need to feel the pain like she's feeling it.
Gloves are off.
She's feeling the pain, you know, them saying she's overweight and all this. So take it to HR, man. Feelings are feelings.
Well, you know, Maggie says if your HR department's good, many times they can simply be a sounding board. You can kind of preface the conversation with, I want this to be kept confidential, but I just want to talk through something. And then HR could offer some comforting thoughts or advice without it turning into anything more than that.
Right. I don't think they're going to lose their job, but they're definitely going to get a little scared. They're going to be like, oh, snaps.
Well, yeah, maybe scare them into better behavior.
Yeah,
exactly. Because, I mean, if they're doing it to her behind her back, I mean, they're doing it to somebody else.
For sure.
That's true.
It's just, the internet bully stuff, I think.
JP, thank you, buddy.
Yep. Right. Thank you, man.
I think Lisa's got a really great way to handle it. She says, I'm in HR. Please try to handle this on your own before you go to HR. This is high school BS that HR really doesn't have time for. Meet with the ladies at lunch with transcript in hand and ask for an explanation. Explain that you could have taken this to HR, but was so hurt by it and you didn't want to go that route. Hopefully they'll see how disgusting the conversation was and do better. If not, then go to HR.
A lot of people are also attaching to the unalive comment and saying
that's a horrible phrase.
Yep. That is absolutely a reason to go to HR. And
don't ever say that because it just really belittles and makes light of a really serious situation.
Yeah.
Exactly. For people that have lost family members or friends through that. I mean, it's a very serious topic and should never be made light of
with
a flippant comment like that.
They were caught.
Yes.
And that's... that's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that they would make those comments to begin with. They were caught. And so now, Shannon, it's up to you to try.
They absolutely need to be confronted. Don't just let this, slide and just go on without addressing it. They need to be made aware that their words should have consequences. And hopefully, thank you for bringing it to us because then we can put it out there and hopefully be a cautionary tale for anybody else who may be behaving like this. And, so they understand that, their words can hurt and their behavior is awful.
And, maybe go to Costco and get yourself some ding-dongs and start
stocking up today.
And leaving one on their desk every single day.
Yep. There you go.
I don't know. Hey, Shannon, sorry you had to go through this. Hopefully,
yeah, that's pretty awful.
Hopefully it gets better. Keep us posted, okay? That is group therapy. All right, let's play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's say hi to Jennifer Collins from the Highlands. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello.
Are they working on your car yet, Jennifer? She was getting her oil changed.
Oh, that's fun.
Not yet.
What a great way to spend that time.
I know.
Jennifer's got blondish hair, drives a truck, is single and looking for a man. Did I say it right? Did I give it the right emphasis?
Yes, you did.
Sweet.
So, Jennifer, if there was a man to introduce himself to you, what are the characteristics of this guy?
Do you have a type?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. They play games.
Don't get me started.
Do I?
Is he under 6 feet?
Right at 6 foot.
Oh.
Okay.
All right, so that counts me out, so we could never date. All right.
You're also married. That also counts
I know,
you out.
But I still like to think that I got it.
Okay.
Jennifer, that's not bad, is it? To think that I still got a little in the tank
it's
here?
It's not bad. Not bad.
Maybe a guy about 5'10", about 170, I don't know,
Ginger.
Ginger has a beard.
That's about good.
Are you, by the way, Jennifer, are you into facial hair or not?
It depends.
Okay, not short and stabby, maybe soft and supple?
Maybe.
Right.
If it's scruffy, it depends on how you look.
Yeah. Jennifer, do you need your man to be, defined muscularly, or can he have a little dad bod, a little fluff?
Let's see.
And let me know if I'm getting too personal, Jennifer. I just feel like I know you. And I'm trying to help you out, too.
I don't try to judge. I'm not picky when it comes to that. But if you need to go on a diet, go on a diet. You know?
All right.
What celebrity do you think is attractive? Just trying to narrow down your type.
Magic Mike.
Okay, oh. Channing Tatum.
Oh.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. Right. He's gorgeous.
Okay. Good choice.
All right, now that we've known a lot about Jennifer.
We spent a lot of time. Do we have time for the game?
Kelly, explain the game, Little Kid, Drunk Adult.
You're going to hear three stories, and you have to figure out, did this story happen when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult? That's it.
All right, here we go.
I ejected a kid from a bounce house, and he broke his nose.
Oh. Ejected a kid from a bounce house, broke his nose.
Not good. I feel like the obvious answer is it's probably another kid in the bounce house, right? But that could mean that it's the opposite.
Drunk adult?
Yeah.
So you're saying drunk adult, Jennifer, or are you asking Kelly if that's what she thinks?
I feel like it's a drunk adult.
That's what I'm going to go for, drunk adult.
All right. You both say drunk adult.
Yeah.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah, there it is, drunk adult for sure.
At my nephew's birthday party. I thought all the kids were out, but apparently one of them was still in there in a corner, and I didn't see him. I started jumping really high, and I guess he was trying to get out, and I landed at the perfect moment when he got to the exit, and it shot him off the house, and he ended up breaking his nose.
Oh, my God!
Oh, I bet he was paying for a hospital bill.
Oh, shoot. All right. All right, you're one for one. Good job, Jennifer. Here we go. Next one.
I puked out of the school bus window and caused a minor accident.
Wow.
Oh, my.
All right. Puked out the school bus window, caused an accident.
Gosh.
Ugh. Little kid?
All right, you say little kid. Kelly?
I kind of feel like, yeah, because I don't know a lot of drunk adults that are on a school bus.
Right. I know.
All right, you both say little kid.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh.
What is happening?
It's an annual event at my university where they rented school buses to drive us to and from the event. I was out in the woods. And on the way back, I didn't feel right, so I dropped my window and stuck my head out and let it go. Apparently there was a car. They ended up slamming on the brakes because they couldn't see out the windshield and jumping a curb.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Oh, that's like a movie scene.
That is.
But kudos to him for thinking to, you know, do it out the window instead of
right there in the bus.
Oh gosh.
For sure the smell would be bad. All right, Jennifer. Yeah. Let's try to get this last one right, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Little kid, drunk adult, last one.
I yanked the volume knob off the car stereo to light my cigarette.
All right. Yanked the volume knob to light
I'm
her...
I'm really hoping a kid isn't smoking.
Right. Drunk adult.
All right, you say drunk adult. You both say drunk adult.
Yeah.
All right, let's find out.
I was a little kid.
What is happening? What?
My grandmother was a 2-pack-a-day smoker, and this one time we were on a road trip with my family, and I was sitting in the front seat and just yanked the volume knob off, and my dad was like, oh, why the hell did you do that? And my response, with a straw in my mouth, was, I was lighting my cigarette like grandma does.
She had a straw in her mouth.
Parents, they are watching everything.
They are watching everything.
Grandma, they're watching everything.
All right, Jennifer, 1 out of 3 is good enough on our show. Congratulations, you win.
That's standard, actually.
Well, thank you.
All right, congrats. Hang on, we're going to get a little bit more information from you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yep. And good luck
Her oil gets changed quickly, too.
And by the way, that's not a euphemism for something else, is it?
No, I think she was actually getting my oil changed in her truck.
Yeah. All right, just checking. All right, Jennifer, hang on. And good luck with the man search, okay?
Thank you.
Keep us posted on that. All right.
That's great.
We learned a lot about Jennifer today.
Yeah, we did. We got to know her. We're like besties now.
That's right.
Invested.
Little kid, drunk adult. Again, if you want to be the star of the show.
We need your stories. Send us a little voice note. Give us a headline. Reveal the answer. Finish the story. Email it to us. BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.
I don't know if you know this, but we're inching ourselves closer and closer to that 20-minute Rihanna concert on February 12th.
With a little football game around it.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't either.
But we want you to get on our level. 75-inch television, audio sound system, and catering.
Dang. Where'd that come from? Wait a second. I don't want to know.
Listen, don't ask how the sausage is made, Kelly.
I'm enjoying the sausage.
I'm going to save that.
Oh, my God. Why do I do this to myself?
Anyways. get in to win your Rihanna Rager, all right? As we are hooking you up, WDJX.com, click win. And we'll, I think, our plan is to deliver it to you. A 75-inch television is no joke, though.
Oh, yeah, no, I was going to say, I don't think a station vehicle in the fleet can handle that. We'd have to get a truck, right?
Well, we were just going to, I think, strap it to the roof of my Honda, and I was just going to stick my hand out the window, so it'll be all right. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. We are Ben Davis and Kelly K.
That's such a rookie mistake. I can't believe I made that. Why? Why?
I'm enjoying the sausage.
Why? I hate that you push the buttons on this show. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it.
I'm enjoying the sausage.
Oh, wrong button. Sorry, Kelly. Sorry.
Here's what you got to look forward to on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
I'm enjoying the sausage.
You're an awful human.
On the way, it is You Laugh, You Lose coming up here in about 20 minutes. But before that...
Listen, I'm going to go ahead and I'm tossing out a rule. You are not allowed to play that button in the middle of that game.
I'm enjoying the sausage.
No, that is not allowed to be.
Would it be inappropriate to say this is audio of the first time Kelly ever saw a man naked?
I'm enjoying the sausage.
Oh,
would that be inappropriate?
It gets worse. It gets worse.
Okay, so anyways... we're going to dive into the DMs before that. Is he a liar or is she just being petty and weird?
Okay.
All right. So we'll shift gears, do that.
Barb is like, Kelly, why? I know. I know. I know. It was a rookie mistake. It was a rookie mistake.
You'd think you'd learn after all this
time. You would think.
DMs at Ben and Kelly Show, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You can send us a message like Tara did. Toss it out to our listeners. See what we can do for you.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, will you tell me if you think this is a deal breaker?
Okay.
My boyfriend and I just made our relationship official after just 1 month of knowing each other.
All right.
Since I've known him, he's always claimed to be an artist when it comes to how he makes his living. Well, I just found out that he's worked at Subway this whole time and claims to be a sandwich artist.
Okay.
I asked him why he lied about where he worked because I assumed he was some professional type of artist.
Mm.
He got defensive and said, I am an artist. I'm a sandwich artist. What, is Subway not good enough for you?
Right.
So I laughed, didn't know what to say, and I left. I wouldn't end the relationship because he works at Subway, but I would if he's a liar and an oversensitive jerk. Was I offensive? Thanks for any input.
I think you need to just look past that. I think he's not a liar. I think he was just saying, I'm an artist. You know, there's a difference between, like, lying... Okay, as I'm thinking about it, I'm like, all right, well, maybe it was a small white lie.
Kind of lying by omission.
Right, he's making her think something that he's not.
Right.
To make himself look more appealing, maybe? I don't know. Like, there's a reason they're called starving artists. Like, artists don't make a lot of money. So, you know,
exactly.
Maybe his gig at Subway is a lot better than that. So
it's and helping to finance his real art. That's the question.
Right.
Did she find out? Does he actually do real art, like painting, stuff like that? Sculpting doesn't sound like that. Either way, he's got a job.
Right. Is that bad?
Yeah. I think if he starts to show tendencies to lie, either by omission or just flat out lie about other things, that's an issue.
I mean, Bethany texts in, nothing about money or job prestige, but dude seems like he has an ego issue. That could be a problem down the road. Be cautious. I don't know. Like, we weren't there. We didn't hear how he was saying it. You know, he could have said, you know, I am an artist, a sandwich artist. What, Subway's not good enough for you? I mean, like, he could have been, like, joking when he said it. I don't know. I think
I don't know if this is a deal breaker.
Exactly. I think you and I both are on the same page with this, where not a deal breaker, move on, let something else be a deal breaker, but not this.
But hey, at the same time, just say, listen, just, you know, be honest, because maybe put yourself in my shoes when you say you're an artist. I think people have a general idea of what that is. You automatically think of someone who paints or creates works of art that would go in a gallery. So if you work at Subway, that's good. Say that.
I think if she comes back and starts saying all that, he's going to be like, yo, you are still on this?
if he brings it up again. Sounds like, I don't know if they've talked since she left. So that's kind of up in the air. Like, have they spoken since?
All right. Well,
and if they haven't, then maybe clear the air with that.
Yeah. Tara, I think you just need to move on. That's my thought. Not a deal breaker, and figure out, you guys are new to dating, so there's going to be plenty of other things you're learning about him, you know?
Yeah, you're still discovering things about each other.
And he about you also, so.
Yes. Moving forward, just try to say that you'd love, you know, full transparency about everything. You really want to get to know each other, and there you go.
Tara,
and then ask him to make you a sandwich, because he's really good at it. He's an artist.
He is. I'm enjoying the sausage.
Stop it. I knew you were reaching for that button. Stop it.
I didn't just have it at my fingertips. I need to get that button more into my fingertips.
No, you don't. You don't need to get it more user-friendly, more handy. Right. No, we don't need that. We don't need that.
All right, good
luck.
Did
you put yourself on a nom-nom button?
I haven't yet, no.
You need to.
All right, well, maybe I'll get around to that.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses, brought to you by the Caravan Comedy Club. And I gotta say, I am holding the You Laugh, You Lose trophy right now with a one-game lead. So, pressure's on, Kelly.
I have some ammo in my arsenal that I feel like might take you down.
All right. I like that.
That's my goal.
That confidence is what we need, Kelly. That confidence is what we need.
It's whether I can hang on myself.
Yes. Okay. All right.
And I hope I don't get fired.
Okay. All right. Well, let's hope you don't either.
Okay.
All right. So here, let's make a pact, all right?
Okay.
No one tell on us.
Okay. Yes, that's a really good pact. Like, don't tell. All right.
It's just between us.
Just between us. Exactly.
You don't need to involve the authorities.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, you laugh, you lose. Losers go first. That's you.
Thanks. Okay, here we go. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
They say money doesn't grow on trees.
Mm.
Then why do banks have branches?
Good point. Kelly dropped a box of light switches. They were heavier than I thought.
Yeah. You'd think they'd be lighter.
Right.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I'm an optimistic pessimist.
Sure.
I'm positive things will go wrong.
Hey, Kelly, what does a narcissistic cow say?
What does a narcissist cow say?
Me.
Instead of moo.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
My grandma hates her new stair lift.
Oh, no.
Says it drives her up the wall.
Literally. Mm-hmm. You know, I was talking with my North Korean friend, Kelly. I asked him how things over there are going, and he can't complain.
Literally. Got it. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Robin says the Batmobile isn't starting.
Oh, no.
Batman says, did you charge the battery? Robin says, what the heck is a tree?
That was good. Uh-huh. Kelly, I have a fear of speed bumps.
Yeah.
And I'm slowly getting over it.
Yeah. It's probably best.
Yeah.
Especially for your tires.
That's right.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Sat next to a baby for a 10-hour flight.
Oh, no.
I didn't think it was possible for someone to scream for 10 hours straight.
Oh, no.
Even the baby was impressed I pulled it off.
Oh, no. Kelly, what does my grandma and a website have in common?
What do they have in common?
Making me accept cookies on every visit.
Cute. Adorable.
Love grandma.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Signed up for a Zoom workout class. It was too advanced. So when the instructor said, you know, do a plank and bring your knee to the opposite elbow.
Uh-huh.
I did a modified version.
Yeah.
I turned off the computer and made pancakes.
Ah, good. Kelly, constipation jokes aren't my favorite, but they are a solid number two.
Yeah, good one. Good one. Classic.
Thank you.
Classic.
Thank you. Thank you.
What did one saggy boob say to the other saggy boob?
What?
If we don't get some proper support, people are going to think we're nuts.
Good job. Good
that
job.
That wasn't even the one I was worried about.
Good job. That was good.
I was into that, though.
Good job.
Didn't
All right.
It. I'm holding on for next week.
I mean, hey, you know what? It happens to the best of us, right?
It does. It does. I knew. Maybe. Stop it. Stop, stop, stop. I knew. Stop. Do you have to worry about that?
I mean, you know. Yeah. I'm not as toned as I once was, Kelly. All right, the trophy's yours. Enjoy. It's...
Oh, boy.
You laugh, you lose.
Thanks, Rhonda. She's very happy for me. I appreciate it.
Hey, we're all proud. And now we're both tied at a sexy 69 apiece.
Oh! That might get us fired.
What are you going to do today, Napoleon?
I feel like I want to do
Napoleon Dynamite. I don't know if you saw this, but they are some of the stars like Napoleon Dynamite, Pedro, Uncle Rico are coming to Louisville next weekend.
Why?
Yeah, February 4th, Louisville Memorial Auditorium hosting a screening of Napoleon Dynamite. It's, I guess, 20 years. It's been 20 years.
Get out. That's so fun.
Yeah.
And they're also doing like you with VIP meet and greet too.
Right? Yes. Yes. It's going to be 8:30 in the evening. It is a ticketed event and they do have VIP meet and greets available with the cast. But
yeah, that'll cost you about $128.
Yeah. But how
but
cool is that?
$29.
Yeah. Napoleon Dynamite. I don't know if that's one of those, it's a cult classic for sure. And
oh, yeah.
And one that I enjoyed showing my daughters for the first time, just, you know, and if you haven't seen it, my gosh, you should.
Well, and how many people had a vote for Pedro's shirt?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right?
100%.
I mean, the influence on fashion was iconic.
Yeah.
What are you going to do today, Napoleon?
Whatever I feel like I want to do. Gosh.
Such a classic.
It's very quotable.
Yeah, for sure. All right, setting the bar story time.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, I think it's probably the latter on this. Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without doing a half-assed job and then leaving before it's completed, you're doing okay.
Okay, what are we talking about?
Okay, so listen. Luke, he's a homeowner, right, in Britain?
Mm-hmm.
So he bought a sofa, a nice custom-made leather sofa. Workers came by to deliver it. He needed for it to go upstairs. He'd measured all that stuff. But the workers had trouble getting it up the stairs.
Here we go. Pivot. 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 Pivot.
And so what did the workers do?
What'd they do?
Deuces. It's your problem now.
Just left?
So they left the leather sofa wedged in the stairwell after they had already, busted a small hole in the drywall.
Oh, no.
Yeah. They were like, you know what? There's nothing really we can do, and we've got another delivery to get to, so we're going to have to go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow.
Now, the company says, look, some of the facts are not quite right, but they said they would replace the sofa and pay for the house repairs for Luke. So,
well, that's good. I think that's the best case scenario, right?
That's
what we're asking for?
Right.
Oh, dang.
But, like,
that
seriously.
That is a narrow stairwell. I'm looking at the picture. That is a narrow stairwell.
It is. It is 100%. Absolutely. But, you know, maybe they should have.
Here we go. Pivot.
Clearly they didn't do that enough.
They did not do that enough. But what? If you're there to do a job,
yeah.
Who just leaves in the middle of it?
Don't leave with the couch dangling.
Yeah,
it looks like it's dangling from the ceiling.
I know. It's just wedged right there in the stairwell. Not stairwell. Sorry, that's wrong. It's staircase.
It's a staircase, yeah.
Ah, jeez. So, yeah. Yeah, just try not to make it through the day without doing that.
That home design, though, looks like there's a flaw. I mean, that is a very, sharp turn.
Kelly, you probably don't have much experience with European homes and
I don't
living quarters over in Europe, but
it's, they need to expand their spaces.
It's small.
Yeah.
We have a luxury over here, and that luxury is space.
Yes.
They don't
wider
have that
staircases.
Over there.
Right. Yes.
They don't have that over there. So anyways.
Okay.
All right, set of the bar there on 99.7 DJX. All right, new Sam Smith album out today, along with some new songs there, Unholy, on 99.7 DJX with Kim Petras. Speaking of Kim Petras, she just did a remix of Meghan Trainor's, I was about to say All About That Bass. No, Made You Look, and that video is out today as well on 99.7 DJX. So, by the way, there are a lot of things that if you missed on the show, you can always catch up. Like, we were talking earlier, group therapy, about this awful situation between coworkers, and it's just like, you know, talking crap about other people. You know, look, let's be adults. Let's not do that. And I realize just saying that is not going to fix the problem. But Shannon had caught some coworkers in a chat when she saw a transcript saying some awful things about her.
It was a very big example of, you know, yeah, you can't get away with saying things like that. First of all, these are comments that really never need to be said, either written or said to anybody else. Mm-hmm. They're mean, they're hurtful. Don't do that. It doesn't belong in the workplace, and it doesn't belong anywhere.
Yeah, and you can catch up kind of on the Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show. You can see some of the comments. And then listen to how we decided to handle it. But yes, Shannon, definitely, we're thinking about you and hoping for the best in that situation. Here on 99.7 DJX.
We all kind of landed on the fact, and going back through it too, we should go to HR. This is an HR issue.
100%. 100%.
Yeah, it was done on work time, you know, during a work meeting. And yeah, it's just horrific what they said.
Mm-hmm. All right. Jake, Golden Hour. It's 99.7 DJX. Anything big happening for you this weekend, Kelly?
Well, it was supposed to be the state tournament for 7th grade boys, but it got pushed back due to a scheduling conflict with the facility. So we're doing that next weekend. So I know it just opened up.
You know, I realize, and actually my wife and I were talking about this just last night, that ever since Isabella and Sophia moved out, we are really only focusing on one kid as opposed to three on a 24/7, you know, day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
And, like, we both kind of look at each other and go, do we not have anything Friday night?
Isn't that weird?
I know. And we were just both kind of like, all right.
Yeah, I think there is one night of the week, typically, that we don't have anything going on, and that's Wednesday. So, yeah, we have cheer tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We have cheer in the morning, and typically it's basketball.
Yeah,
so we'll see how that all pans out.
So, yeah, so tonight my wife and I are going to get up to no good, probably.
I'm enjoying the sausage.
That's great. That's
fantastic. All right. Hey, if you missed anything from the show or from the week, I mean, we've had several updates from an arcing storyline involving Anna this week. And we had some people text in today even asking, hey, whatever.
Can you repeat that? What happened?
Yeah, we got it all up on the website. Audio on demand for you there. Super easy. WDGX.com. Click listen. But then you can specifically go to the group therapy session and you can see them all right there.
Yep. Just kind of do a deep dive if you want. Just catch up.
All right. You good?
I'd like to exit the show now, if we could.
And do what?
I'm enjoying the sausage.
Yeah, you guys could, I'm sure, do that for sure. Sure you would.
Okay.
All right.